When Clarence Fountain was only 8 years old, his family left him at an Alabama boarding school for the blind. He eventually went on to help create the Blind Boys of Alabama.
I'm too close to heaven.
Clarence Fountain died yesterday at a hospital in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The cause was complications from diabetes. Fountain was 88 years old. NPR's Netta Ulubi has this appreciation.
Clarence Fountain was a teenager when he and his bandmates recorded their very first hit.
I can see everybody's mother. Oh, yeah. Lord, I can see my eyes.
Clarence Fountain was born sighted in 1929. When he was two, a caretaker washed out an eye infection with lye, thinking it would help. At the boarding school, Fountain and his friends sang in a big choir that decided to form their own group after listening to gospel quartets on the radio, as he told NPR in 2005.
And I said, well, if they can do it, we can sing almost as good as they can.
Back then, the group was called the Happy Land Jubilee Singers. They quit school and hit the gospel circuit. But when tastes turned towards rock and roll, so did Clarence Fountain's peers, Little Richard, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke. Fountain said studio producers urged the Blind Boys of Alabama to sing secular music.
One man told me, name your price. I said, I don't have a price. I'm going to sing gospel.
I didn't come here looking for Jesus. I brought him along with me.
At Jazz Fest in New Orleans in the 1990s, Fountain was still taking old friends to task for defecting to rock.
If James Brown can come in here and do the twist and do the mess around for the devil.
Then, said Fountain, he could do the mashed potato for God. By then, the Blind Boys of Alabama had already branched out. In the 1980s, they were on a New York stage with Morgan Freeman, performing in a musical adaptation of the play Oedipus at Colonus.
Pity a man spoke Bacchus and his ghost, for Oedipus is not the spirit that he was.
Over the years, Clarence Fountain softened his views on secular music. The Blind Boys collaborated with the likes of Lou Reed, Katie Lang, and Kanye West. In 2002, Fountain explained his change of heart to NPR.
Music is music. And all you have to do is just sing it and keep your lyrics clean, and you're on your way.
And when
for songs that mean something, higher ground. You know, everybody know where the higher ground is. It's your way here on earth. It's above us. So we all want to go to the higher ground.
Fountain said the secret to his group's seven-decade-long collaboration was the feeling they were part of something much more meaningful than themselves, and they helped their audience feel a connection to something divine.
See, that's the thing. You have to have just a little bit of faith. Just enough about the size of a mustard seed. And you can speak to the mountain and tell it to get out your way and it'll move. But you must have faith.
Clarence Fountain used to say his faith and his disability formed the foundation of a long and wonderful career and a truly extraordinary life. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
Listen, I wouldn't take nothing for my dream.